Yeah, they're still starting. They're recording.
Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Van Cura with the JCP Program Office, and thank you for participating in the 2013 JCP Executive Committee Meet the Candidates Conference Call. This year, we have a special election thanks to the efforts of JCP.next. We have introduced JCP9, which merged the two JCP executive committees into one. So we have all of the ratified and the open election seats up for election this year. So there are quite a few candidates, which makes it a special election. To follow along with what we're doing here on the call, you can go to jcp.org. Click on the elections page and then go to, this is the elections page, jcp.org/en/whatsnew/elections, and click on the nominees. As I mentioned, this year we have 16 ratified candidates and 13 elected candidates. This call is going to last for 1 hour. So we will focus first on the elected candidates. We have 13 candidates, and you can view their information on jcp.org. They will also be on the ballot starting next week. So I will go ahead now and introduce the candidates that we have, starting with the elected candidates and then moving on to the ratified candidates. So we'll go in alphabetical order as they appear on the website. And the first nominee that we have for the open is ARM. So I believe we have Paul Manfrini on the call from ARM.
Hi there. I think probably since Zach Shelby took over the primary role, better if he goes in at this point to describe himself and what we're going to be accomplishing with JCP going forward. Zach, are you on the line? Yeah, maybe he's not.
I didn't see Zach on the line. That's why I introduced you.
Okay.
Your qualification statement up on the WebEx if you're on there. And if you want to just take two to three minutes and
introduce the arm and the qualifications, that would be great. That wasn't Zach, was it? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, everyone. So ARM has been a member of the JCPC committee for, about a couple of years now, and we've had actually a fairly lengthy relationship with Oracle over time and the OpenJDK. Up until now, it was fine to have a business person like myself on the committee to manage our interests in the OpenJDK and further that. But ARM recently acquired a company called Sensinode. Zach Shelby is the director of technology for that company and now for ARM. And we actually are going to start promoting some JSRs into the committee going forward, and he will be taking over the primary spot. He's well known in the IoT world, and SenseNode's technology is, you know, becoming a very important piece of defragmenting the Internet of Things. And ARM in general has an interest to make the Java ecosystem healthy and vibrant from the standpoint of, you know, our IP technology, which is fast moving into the server market and also already is into the in the embedded side of things. So overall, that's sort of why we're here and why we have keen interest in remaining on the board and you know, propagating some new technologies going forward. So thank you. I'm not sure if there's more I need to say, but that's sort of the where we're coming from.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. That's ARM Limited. Thank you. And the second candidate that we have for the open elected seat is another current EC member, and that is Azul Systems. Do we have anyone from Azul on the call that can speak to Azul's qualifications? Okay, we'll go ahead and skip Azul and move on to China Nanjing Doug Tang Yang.
Hi Heather. Martin here from London. I just got a message from Tang saying that due to networking issues, he can't actually connect, but he has sent me a prepared statement to read on his behalf if everyone's willing to hear that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you. Turn it over to you.
Okay, I'll try and paraphrase. Basically, the Nanjing Java user group in China, it's a very young user group. It's been only established for a couple of months. But they are hoping to very strongly promote the usage of Java technologies and Java standardization throughout all of China and the other emerging economies around China. Their aims will be to try and connect all of the universities and major corporations inside China, Taiwan, and other associated territories, and bring them together to work with the rest of the Western world in terms of pushing forward Java standards. In particular, they've been involved recently in the Glassfish project, OSGI, and Java Enterprise Edition, and they're hoping to contribute strongly to the modularization efforts and Project Jigsaw going forwards in Java 9. They've also joined the Adopt JSR program, like many other Java user groups around the world, and also hope to use that program to drive adoption of standards and helping the creation of new standards in the coming years. They hope to bridge the gap between decision makers at the larger organizations and corporations and the large number of on-the-ground developers in and around China. And that's it. Thanks.
Hi there. This is Arun. So Alisa Lam was, she had the speech from Nanjing Jug in China. And she was planning to be on the call and give that pitch, but Martin actually kind of paraphrased that already. I mean, I do have the formal speech that they wanted to give at this talk. If you want, I can go through that too.
I think we just took up the 2 to 3 minutes for China and Nanjing. Doug, but if we have time at the end, we can go ahead and allocate some more time to them.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and move on now to the third candidate. So this is CloudBees, another current EC member, Steve Harris. Do you have Steve on the call?
Yeah, hi, Heather.
Hi.
Okay, thanks. So just a little bit of background on CloudBees overall. The company was founded about 3 years ago by Sasha Labore, who was the former CTO of JBoss and ran the EMEA business unit for them. We have a lot of background in middleware and open source overall, besides Java technology overall, JBoss, Glassfish, WebLogic, WebSphere in our sort of DNA here. And some of you might be aware that Kosuke Kawaguchi, who created Hudson and founded the Jenkins Open Source Continuous Integration Project, is also a CloudBees employee. So KK and a bunch of others, we contribute to open source projects and lead various areas of the Jenkins open source piece. I am the primary rep for CloudBees on the executive committee. I've been here for over 2 years. I used to run the Java Server development team at Oracle for over a dozen years. Commercially, we offer a set of sort of enterprise value add plugins for Jenkins on a subscription basis. We have our primary business is our cloud offering, so a hosted Java platform as a service. Essentially, we are offering hosted services for Java developers, including repositories, running Java managed in the cloud for development and runtime. So on. We've done bit of work with the Adopt the OpenJDK initiative with CloudBees directly to make new builds of the JDK available to try on CloudBees so that people can take existing applications running on an existing runtime or the JDK directly, switch it out to the new version and try it out so you can easily set up your tests to do this on an ongoing basis. You know, this style of hosted continuous integrations in MySpit, I think, for JCP efforts overall that foster this involvement of developers and really, I think, help everyone's desire to get some mileage under new versions of Java. I would just say that a reason to talk about CloudBees and what we're doing is that it's really, I think, the future of Java is running in the cloud. Future of Java development is development in the cloud and deployment in the cloud. The days of packaging software and so on are all going away. So, you know, for us, I think this is why we've been involved in the JCP is to try to help set up an environment, I think, that fosters the ability for the JCP to evolve with the way people are using Java itself. It needs to continue to push in the direction of openness that we've all been involved in the executive committee, and that's great. We need to continue to find new ways to embrace Java developers, really, in the community as a whole. And so to do that, I think you need people who have a developer sensibility in the executive committee, but also people who can work across vendors and open source communities to make that happen. And while we've been working on sort of the mundane aspects of revising the IP and processes associated with the JCP itself, I think we need to think about how to keep the JCP relevant to developers as these things change very quickly around us in the world of Java, and I think CloudBees can help make that happen. So that's why we hope you'll support us. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, Steve. Let's move on to the next candidate on the elected seats, and that is Eclipse, current EC member, and we have Wayne Beaton on the call. Turn it over to you, Wayne. I've got your statement up for Eclipse.
Thank you. So Eclipse has been an important part of the Java community for more than a decade. We literally have hundreds of projects that are based on Java. Most people are, I guess, most familiar with that small subset of projects that combine together to make Eclipse-based IDEs. But we actually have a very broad collection of projects. Again, most of which, like literally hundreds, are based on Java technology or implement Java technology, built by committers, developers from, again, literally hundreds of different companies coming together to work together and collaborate on open source offerings. Some of what we do actually implements JSRs. Eclipse Link comes immediately to mind, JPA implementation, which is a reference implementation of that specification. It's included in Glassfish. We've been more recently investing a considerable amount of resources and a handful of new projects opening up in the M2M Internet of Things space. We're a very large part of the Java ecosystem with over 200 corporate members, again, collaborating together, working together in the open source community. We are the last significant open source foundation vendor neutral community that's on the EC. We represent the interests of developers and the open source community on the JCP. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. Next up, we have a Java User Group candidate, and I am not sure if he's on the call since I don't see him on WebEx, but that's Jose Diaz from the ITP Java, which is the Peru Java User Group. Jose, or someone representing Jose on the Peru JUG, are you on the call?
If I could break in for just one moment. This is Michael Wolf from Azul Systems. I just joined the call, and I'm not sure if you already tried to prompt us to state our position.
We will go over you, but let's go ahead and come back to you. I was going to go back through the ones that weren't on the call at the start. So Well, anybody for the Peru Java user group? Okay. I know Yossi is the next candidate from Judd Jolosamar, and I know he was having internet connectivity problems. I did let him know that he was going to be coming up next, so he may be one that we need to come back to unless he was able to connect. Do we have him on the call? Okay. All right, let's move on to Werner Kyle. I know he's on the call, an individual.
Yep.
Current EC4. Go ahead, Werner.
Hi, I'm Werner Kyle, and similar to what Wayne said about Eclipse, I'm practically the only remaining member in the EC4. The second one has phased out over the last couple of months, and based on EC twice and having gone through several of the process changes, not only merging the two ECs, but also more recently trying to redefine the role of individuals. I believe there should, of course, be some individuals involved in that because people like me know best what the problems and challenges for individuals are. So I also would like to continue this journey on JTP.next and JSR 358, and that is why I'm offering my support for the next period. Those of you who were in the call saw, and it's also on the webpage, I'm, despite just being an individual, I have nevertheless been among the top 4 to 5 participants over the last year, next to only major companies like Oracle, HP, or CloudBees. So that I just let the numbers speak for themselves in this case, and community, the individual full members, then I would be happy to continue in the EC.
Okay.
Hi there, yeah, it's Martijn here. I'm representing the LJC for today. We are also an existing EC member. Ben Evans serves as our primary rep, and I'm the secondary. So, in short, the LJC, we joined the EC to promote active developer participation. For a long time, the standards body did not have a lot of voices on it, which represented the 9 or so million day-to-day Java developers. And as a subsequent, there were a number of specifications that came out which were not widely used and not widely lauded. They simply weren't built with the developer in mind. So we basically are here to try and promote continued openness and transparency, to promote open source reference implementations. Quite crucially, we actually have no direct commercial interest in any proposed standards, so we see ourselves as having a fairly neutral standpoint. In the past 2 years, we've launched a number of initiatives to increase developer participation and understanding of the Java standards body. That includes the Adopt a JSR program and the Adopt OpenJDK program, which are two global programs that we run alongside SoJava, the Brazilian Java user group. And through that, we run almost weekly and fortnightly workshops, practical hack days, that sort of thing, on new and upcoming JSRs so that developers actually have a direct influence in what's being built for them for the future. We simply want to continue on the EC to continue that good work and to ensure that the voice of the day-to-day Java developer is heard. That's it from us.
Okay, thanks, Martijn. We have an individual up next, another individual candidate. I don't see on WebEx, Karan Mali. Do we have him on the call? Hey, Okay, we'll move on to the Morocco judge, Mohamed Talman. I know he was going to have trouble getting into the call at this time, but is Mohamed online? Okay, should we move on to Twitter? We have Chris on the call from Twitter. Okay, let's go back. I know that Zach has joined from ARM. If Zach wants to say just a couple more words in addition to what Paul said, and then we'll go on to Azul.
Sure. Hi, this is Zach Shelby. So I'm sure Paul gave a great overview of what we're doing at ARM that's different than we've done in the past. So we really are actively making Java-based products for the Internet of Things. And we're doing that all the way from Java ME and Java SE on devices and gateways, all the way back to Java SE and EE on the cloud side. And so we'd really like to push and support the evolution of Java for use in the Internet of Things. And that's going to really be our main focus and our run for the JCPC.
Okay, thanks. And I know Michael Wolf from Azul has joined us. Michael, would you like to say a few words? I'll scroll up to your qualification statement for Azul. All right. Move on to the ratified candidates. So just a reminder, we have the 13 elected candidates.
My apologies. I started speaking and I only just realized that I had my mute button still on. This is Michael Wolf from Azul Systems. I'm the chief architect for Azul's Java Virtual Machine. As many of you will already know, Azul makes a version of Java that is specifically focused on large mission-critical enterprise applications. We engage in a pretty steady stream of outreach to the Java community through Java user group talks and presentations at Java One and, of course, our commercial activities. We are running for the JCP Executive Committee because we feel that, of course, due to our business, that Java is just such a critical part of the IT landscape at the moment and needs to be nurtured as best as possible so that we can all enjoy it for years to come.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Anybody else who's an elected candidate that joined the call and didn't have a chance to speak? We're halfway through the call now. We've had 13 elected candidates. Just a reminder, there are 8 seats to fill for the elected seats. So 8 out of these 13 candidates will be serving in the next term of the JCP Executive Committee. We also have...
What about Varish Wally? Is he on? Did I miss him? I know Twitter didn't answer.
No. No one else is on the call. Varish, no, he did not say he would join. So, okay.
Thank you.
Moving up to the ratified candidates. We have 16 ratified candidates, and I believe most of them are on the call. We have about 30 minutes left. I'll give you each a couple of minutes to speak to your qualification statement, and you can find those again, as I mentioned, on jcp.org. And the brief statements will appear on the ballot when you go to cast your votes. So we'll go in alphabetical order, starting with Credit Suisse.
Hi, Heather. So my name is Susan Czech. I'm here with together with Scott Baldry. So Credit Suisse is a global bank that's headquartered in Zurich. We have centers across the world, and 1/4 of our employees are actually IT specialists, and Java is obviously a very important part of it, especially, the development and management of large-scale enterprises. So in 2010, we have been elected to represent really the customer point of view and to represent the customer's voice. Before that, the EC was really just represented by vendors of Java technology. So now that has changed with including Java user groups and so on. So it got more wide and open, so that's good. So in the past, we have really worked on JSRs and have also reviewed JSRs, and of course we want to intensify that. And especially in our next term, we want to focus on the management of large applications, on cloud features for the management of enterprise applications.
Okay, thanks, Susie. Next ratified candidate we have is Erickson, and I did see Krister on the call, so I turn it over to him.
Yeah, hello everyone. My name is Chris Boberg from Ericsson. Then a little bit short on Ericsson, Swedish technology company, large wireless network provider. We're a big company, puts a lot of focus on the innovation and R&D, and we're actually over 20,000 employees in the R&D organizations. So technologies, mature technologies, open standards are really key for us for in the future. So my main role within Ericsson is to drive architectural matters within the communication program. And in that sense, Java technology is key really for our strategy. And I've been working with Java since mid-90s. I was driving the Ericsson Java application server that later spun off into the Sailfin cooperation with Sun. And if we look a little bit more on Ericsson and Java, I mean, we use Java in many places, such as embedded Java for ME and for embedded Java SC and different web profile, Java E, SIP in telecom server nodes, full Java E and so on for our BSS system. So it's very important for us that we keep Java technology as an open standard, open for everyone, that we see many full evolution and many different manufacturers in Java. So, yeah, key issue for us to get Java continuing.
Great, thank you. Let's move on to the next candidate, Freescale. And we have Malin Patel. I saw him on WebEx.
Hi, Heather, and hello, everybody. This is Malin Patel from Freescale. Just a quick intro on the Freescale. Freescale Semiconductor and is a global semiconductor provider with 10-plus thousand employees. But as an organization, we are definitely leading some of the IoT activity and closely working with some of the key partners. And our mission and our focus is to influence the Java architecture and enable the Java developers to make use of the traditional microcontrollers platform which Freescale delivers to the industry. We've been working very closely with some of our partners like ARM and Oracle themselves in unified platform creation called OneBox to demonstrate as a part of the IoT strategy the devices on the edge versus the gateway and the server part. We believe that Freescale definitely can help and influence the architecture of the Java running across the multiple microcontroller architecture and the platforms. Freescale has committed and will be committing a lot of investment and the resources to work closely with the Java community, the EC partner members, and the Oracle themselves to influence some of the architectural aspects so that the low-end part and the IoT protocols are handled efficiently across the board. Again, we are first time in the election process, but as a company, we are absolutely committed to work closely with the community and influence the Java architecture as a Freescale. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great, thank you, Malin. And I'll just take a moment to say, I know we had a couple of candidates that are elected candidates, Yossi from Jug Jola Salamar and Chris from Twitter joined, and we'll go ahead and give you a chance to speak at the end. We'll have some extra time given where we are right now in the agenda. So I'll let Fujitsu, I believe we have Mike and Nicola on the call.
Heather?
Yes?
Heather, I'm sorry, I've been chatting with Yossi privately, and it appears he's having trouble being heard, so I don't know whether his conference line is muted or his phone. I've tried to give him some hints. I don't know if it's been successful or not, but he's listening, but he can't. Apparently, we're not able to hear him when he speaks.
Can you listen to my voices? Hello?
Yes?
Speaking right now?
Hello? Can you listen to my voices?
Okay,
yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you. Okay, Yossi, go ahead and take a couple of minutes, please, to introduce yourself and your qualifications.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity. First, I want to explain about JavaScript Lucemar. We have more than 500 members, and recently we're active in Adopt the JSR program and Adopt OpenJDK program. We're also a JCP member, and in our area, we're working with many universities and their students to promote using Java programming language. And me, myself, I'm a Jack leader. I'm programming in Java, and Java EE is my specialty. I spend a lot of time in coding and designing a program. Well, my Jack member also have a role in developing Java. They're very enthusiastic in exploring Java technology. And that's why, by representing them in JCP, I'm sure this can be a way for them to get involved more in making the future of Java. For me and my fellow members in JavaScript Lucemar, JCP is something that makes Java Java, because all the specification, the features will come from the community, not only from one vendor like Oracle. So everyone can contribute, everyone can share their thoughts, and that spirit makes Java become powerful like today. So I'm sure that by improving the JCP, it will also improve Java. And that's why I want to make more improvements in JCP by nominating myself as an executive committee. So thank you for this opportunity today.
Okay, thanks, Yossi. Well, let's go ahead and let Chris speak for Twitter, and if Mohammed has joined, we'll let him go next and then go back up to the ratified candidate. Are you there? I see Chris on WebEx. I guess he wasn't able to join the audio. Mohammed, are you on the line? Okay. Okay. Chris says he needs another second to dial in. All right, let's go ahead and let Fujitsu go while we're waiting. They were next. I believe Mike's on the call, Mike DeNicola.
That's correct. This is Mike DeNicola. I am the alternate candidate, the alternate for Fujitsu on the EC, but I'm the Fujitsu person who attends all of the EC meetings and I've done so since 2001. And in those 12 years, I believe I've Fujitsu has just missed one EC meeting. We take very seriously our commitment to being a member of the EC, and we have a very wide range of Java products, everything from Java chips that we make to Java applications and application servers. I report directly to the Yoshida in Japan, and he is in charge of the strategic planning and architecture for Fujitsu's cloud computing platforms. We have participated in the work groups, the subcommittees that the EC has set up through the years, and those ended up generating JSPA2 and all of the modifications to the JCP process right up through 2.9. About I believe it was 2 years ago, I was actually awarded and recognized as the JCP member of the year. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Let's see. Do we have Thomas on the line from Jamalpur?
Yes, Thomas is here.
Thomas, go ahead. Want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. So, hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Lampard. I represent Gemalto M2M. We develop and sell Java-enabled data communication modules since over 10 years now. Java-enabled means that we provide a Java ME platform to our customers, which allow them to develop their applications and run it in our modules. This means customer application and modem runs on the same hardware, and this reduces total costs in the end application. So we actually worked on the Internet of Things long before this term became very popular. We are now on the Java EC since 1 year. During this period, we definitely learned a lot. We learned who the people are, how the EC works, which is not always easy. And we learned that what the main topics are today. And we also see that there are lots of challenges ahead. We are a Java embedded company. So for the future, we see the need to push Java further into the embedded space to bring Java to the embedded developer. In this context, we also see the need to bring Java SE and Java ME closer together to make the gap between them as small as possible. This is because ME and SE embedded will be used in the embedded space, and having a huge gap there makes life more difficult for everyone. So this is the reason why we happily accepted the nomination for a ratified seat on the EC and are now running for a further term on the EC. So please vote for Gemalto M2M. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Move on to Goldman Sachs. I know we have John Weir and Mike Marzo both on the phone, the primary and the alternate contacts for Goldman Sachs. I'll turn it over to them.
Hi, this is John Weir. So just to say, Goldman Sachs is a very large consumer of Java. Its success of the Java platform is actually fundamental to our business. We've got several thousand Java developers who have been building apps, and we've members of the JCP for many years. We became members of the EC via a special election in 2011, and have been very actively engaged with the EC and the JC process more visibly since. We're active participants in several GSRs, including the Lambdas, the Collections and Streams APIs work that's currently happening for Java 8. We're also focused on supporting the Java user groups, so we've been hosting meetings for those in both London and New York, and members of Goldman Sachs actually chairs and runs the Java user group in Hong Kong. We want to see the continued evolution of Java as a platform, being able to exploit the capabilities of cloud, identity management, scale out from an enterprise perspective and as a consumer, and see the evolution and growth of the OpenJDK as a platform as well. We thanks for the opportunity to serve again on the EC should the membership vote so to do. I think as the previous person stated, it takes a little bit of time as you join the EC to understand how it works and how it operates. So we'd like to be able to capitalize on that during our next term. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. I know Scott's been on the call from Hewlett Packard. We'll move on to Hewlett Packard.
Thank you, Heather, and thanks to everyone for taking time out to listen to all of the candidates. I think this is very valuable and hopefully will inform your decisions when it's time to cast your vote. I represent Hewlett-Packard on the executive committee, and I assume that you all are familiar with Hewlett-Packard and that we're certainly a major supplier of Java technology across our entire product lines and in deployments around the world. We're also a very large user internally, in that we've got, as others have said, thousands of developers that are developing in Java each day, and a vast amount of our product line is based on Java technologies. So even though we're a large industrial firm, we also do have a user view as well, to some extent at least.
We've been involved in the JCP since its inception, and I've been involved personally since the last century, which is an interesting way of looking at it now. But our focus has always been making sure that Java is an open technology and available to all on essentially on equitable and fair terms, and with assurances about things like intellectual property and others. And a lot of the work that we've invested in the EC over the last decade plus has been focused in that area. And so we believe we've taken a very active and including leadership roles in a lot of the evolutionary work from a governance perspective. We continue to be focused on that and recognize that we need to move the Java community to basically reflect the software development community as a whole. And we all know that community development is, you know, certainly the wave of the future here, and you know, the proliferation of open source and open source development methodologies is something that we need to embrace to keep Java relevant and from getting stagnant here. So our current push in the JCP.next work is making sure that you know, we embrace that to the greatest extent possible. I think one of the advantages that we bring to the EC, like a handful of others, we have been around, so we've seen the evolution of essentially the software development world around us and the Java world around us for the last 12 to 15 years. And while we understand and can recollect why decisions were made then, we can also reflect the right way to do things now. And we think that experience is a real asset that we bring to the EC, and we certainly want to continue to leverage that and continue to add value here. So we thank you for your support in next week's election.
Okay, thanks, Scott. I know that we have IBM on the call, another longtime EC member, Ed Lynch. I saw him on WebEx. Ed, are you on the call?
I am, Heather. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks for the introduction. IBM has been a partner on this Java journey since the beginning. We've worked with originally with Sun and now with Oracle to what I think of as leading the disruption to a world dominated by proprietary controlled environments. And the partnership has led to the emergence of a multi-billion dollar industry that we're now all participating in and sharing, and has led to thousands of jobs and the rest. Standards are really, really important to IBM. Open standards and open governance and open participation and open evolution of technology, both with partners and competitors and co-opetitors. Standards are really important. Over the last 20 years or so, we at IBM have initiated more than 30 JSRs. We've contributed intellectual property. We've contributed expertise. We've led over 20 JSRs. We're currently leading well over 15. We participate both in the standardization of the language, the base language, the JVMs, the standardization of enterprise features. We participate in pretty much every JEE JSR that's on the books right now. This is something that we take very seriously. We have hundreds of engineers inside IBM working on Java itself. We work on both the Java language, the JVM, polyglot and cloud and Java Enterprise. This is something that we take very seriously. It's something that we've bet our business on. And quite frankly, it's something that we're committed both to the community, developers, and to the standardization process itself. Also on the line with me is Steve Wolf, and Steve's been, like Scott, has been in this since the beginning, so I wanted to let Steve pipe in just for a moment.
Hi, everybody. It is Steve Wolf, and I just wanted to echo some of Ed's points that probably behind Oracle, IBM is more invested in Java than in both in terms of developers and the actual technological investments we've made in the standard than anyone in the community. We have also been on the EC since its inception, and in fact, with a couple other folks, we're on the team that originally negotiated and came up with the idea of the executive committee. And the thing I just wanted to add was that we do take our responsibilities to the community very, very seriously. And we hope that you'll support us in the election by voting for us so that we can continue our participation in the executive committee. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Did Chris join the call? I just want to take a moment to make sure we have time to get the all the elected candidates that are on the call an opportunity to speak. Did Chris join the call? Intel, Anil Kumar, I know he's on the line, so I will turn it over to Anil for Intel, another ratified candidate and current DC member.
Hi, thank you, Heather. So my name is Anil Kumar. I have been working in Java space for more than a decade now, and in the performance space, as well as making sure we work with all the JVM vendors, whether it is Oracle or IBM or before it used to others. We want to make sure when the programmers are writing that their code runs pretty good. Otherwise, you start seeing this perception that in different environments, C or others, the Java is not as competitive. But that is the perception we have seen changing in the last 10 years, where people are, in most of the areas, very comfortable going even into the low latency environment with the Java, and that is one area I have worked in. And from the other perspective of Intel, where Intel also worked, I think my earlier representative here, Wayne Carr, worked a lot more on the transparency and openness, and we continue to drive that part also to make sure that it's an open ecosystem for everyone to be able to compete and the best people win, whether it is innovation, whether it is driving new technology there. And we'll continue to do so.
Okay, thanks, Anil.
Thanks.
Do we have anybody from Nokia on the call? Ben Wang is the primary representative from Nokia. Red Hat is the next candidate, and I believe I saw Scott Stark, who is the alternate for Red Hat on the EC. Scott, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Scott Stark. I'm VP of Architecture for the JBoss division of Red Hat. We've been involved with the JCP and the EC since the early days of the JBoss, so we're approaching about 10 years of involvement at this point in time. We're primarily involved with the EE-related JSRs, but we actually do quite a bit of work on the SE JSRs as well, because we have quite a big team that is now contributing to the OpenJDK product, as it's become a pretty fundamental part of the Red Hat platform. And as we moving Java into our cloud offering and the OpenShift offering, we need to be working on additional aspects that include how do we get that type of environment to be a better performing environment for Java? Because right now the footprint is not ideal. One of our main concerns going forward is how Java functions in the cloud as a PaaS container as well as a virtual machine that performs well in a hypervisor environment. I think one of our main concerns going forward and one of the things we'd like to do on the technology is the performance of the JCP with regard to responsiveness to the community and the openness. Thanks for your consideration.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Next up for side candidates, we have SAP, and our representative is Steve Winkler. Steve, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure, I can do that. Do you want to see if Chris is on, too? We only have 7 minutes left, so just put it out there before I go. Okay, sounds like he's not on. I presume most people also, like a lot of the other ratified candidates that are major companies, people probably know what SAP is and does. But for those that don't, you know, we do have some probably on here as well. SAP is an enterprise software vendor. We focus mostly on ERP, but we have added through mergers and acquisitions over the years lots of different business software applications, many of which are programmed in Java. And it was about, I want to say about 15 years ago that we made the commitment to Java primarily with an eye towards the future and towards the community. I mean, the rationale then and now is that even though we have our own programming language called ABAP, which is what we do a lot of our basis programming in, that isn't sufficient for our customers. A lot of our customers end up needing to extend our solutions to their custom business needs. So we made that commitment 15 years ago that Java would be the platform for customization and extension to the SAP platform. And we have worked closely with in the Java community ever since with a lot of our partners and ourselves directly participating in JSRs, et cetera. We have we've tightly woven it into our story. And with the vast number of customers that we have and the significant percentage of them that actually use Java, it's obviously in our interest then now to make sure that Java continues to improve over time. And we try to help out in that effort wherever we can. And we've participated in a number of JSRs, so you can all read the stats there on the screen. But essentially, I myself personally, I've been involved in this at SAP since I started at SAP back in 2000. I took over the executive committee membership for SAP 2 years ago. I have significant programming experience in Java itself, so I'm a technical person that gets down and gets my hands dirty, but I also understand the intellectual property considerations that, and from that perspective, I enjoy participating on the executive committee. And I look forward to doing so again in the future. And I'll wrap there so there's more time for somebody else.
Okay, thanks, Steve. We have a few more ratified candidates, and then we'll circle back and see if the other elected candidates were able to join. So next up, we have Sojava, represented by Bruno Souza. And I see him on WebEx.
Hi, everyone. This is Bruno Souza from Sojava. So Sojava is a very, very large Java user group in Brazil. And we have been, since our inception in 1998, we decided that participation on Java standards was fundamental. So Java had, before even JCP existed, some of us, me and some other people that formed Sojava later on, we participated on the discussions about the ISO submission for Java. So we have been involved with Java standards around Java technology for a long time. I was the first individual to actually join the JCP, and people say that I was the only one that actually paid to participate in the JCP when it was first open in around 2000. So Java was the first Java user group to join the JCP. Many years ago, and together with the London Java community, we were the first ones to be part of the EC a couple of years ago. So we have been involved with Java standards for a long time. Throughout this year, so Java has had members and directors participating in several important JSRs. For example, Java 5. Java Surfaces. Now we have a director that's co-leads the Date and Time API. So our main focus has always been getting developers' voice heard into the standards process, and we think that it's extremely important that we can we can involve as many people as possible to improve the Java technology. We have supported heavily London Java communities initiatives around the adopt the JSR and adopt the OpenJDK to help bring more developers into participation into those programs. So Java also tries to, although we work very heavily with other user groups. So Java created many years ago the Brazil Jobs Initiative, where around 30 Brazilian Java user groups meet and discuss Java technology in the country, and we also formed the worldwide Java user groups community in Java.net that today hosts more than 400 Java user groups. So it's in our DNA increase collaboration between developers, and that's what we want to bring into the JCP. We are also very focused on open source. So Java had a series of discussions and meetings and brought many people from all over the world into Brazil to discuss open sourcing and the Java VM in the past. Those initiatives were so strong that led to directly to creation of several efforts around the world around open source Java. And even Jonathan Schwartz, when he was interviewed about the reasons why Sun open sourced Java, he said that Sun open source Java because of Brazil. So I think that talk says a lot about our commitment to integrate both the Java and the open source community. So basically, our focus is to bring more developers to participate in Java. In the JCP, we are leading the individuals working group, membership working group, so to make it easy for individuals to participate. And that's what we want. We want more developers to participate in the JCP, make it easier, more transparency, and more open. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, and thanks to all the candidates, because I think I'm very excited to see this call so full, so many candidates and people want to hear about this. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thanks, Bruno. Okay, we have a couple more ratified candidates, and then we'll see if Chris joined from Twitter, because I know he's been diligently trying. Software AG, Greg Luck, who is on WebEx, and I know it's very late where he is in Australia, so I'd like to give him a few moments.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Software AG is Europe's second largest software company. We have hundreds of products aimed at the enterprise business software market. Most of those products run on Java. Some examples you might have heard of is Aris in the architecture and modeling space, Web Methods in business process and integration, Terracotta in big fast data, and there's many, many others. This is the first time that Software AG has participated in the JCP EC, and we're very happy to do so. Myself personally, I'm the CTO at Terracotta, and my background is as an enterprise developer personally for many years, and as an open source project maintainer. I've done a number of open source projects that are used, I feel, extensively. And what we'll be looking to do, I think, is firstly, I guess, as it's our first time, basically just have our voice heard. We do use most of the JSRs. I think we will be interested in the openness and equity side of things as well. In terms of current JSRs, I'm currently co-spec lead of JSR 107 JCache, and we have been running that under JCP 2.9, and the RI is Apache 2 open source, and so we've been following that in quite a open source, transparent manner. And we actually have a number, we continue to maintain a number of open source projects. So we're looking forward to participating in the EC. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Greg. We have TEO TVS, Tovis, up next. Is David on the line? I know he had a conflict. He may have sent an alternate. If not, we can move on to V2Com, Leonardo Lima. I know he is on the line.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Go ahead, Leonardo. We can hear you. Take a couple minutes.
Okay, so hi, I'm Leonardo Lima, and I'm Software Development Manager here at V2Com. We are a Brazilian company founded 11 years ago, and we build both hardware and software for the machine-to-machine communications. We've been doing this since the beginning, using dial-up lines, SMS, and now cellular radio data packets on GPRS. And we've been doing this before, also before the Internet of Things were a hot thing. And we do both development for both embedded and server side, and we believe that Java is the language for this Internet of Everything that everybody is talking about, as it is a vendor neutral open platform that enables great new things for the future. And we have a special interest in Java embedded for field devices that must stay online and available for many years. And it's our main focus to build products like that, and we want to foster the development of Java ME in this new direction that Java is going into a single unified language without the distinction of ME and SE. And we want to review and promote new JSRs for the Internet of Things market as a Java customer, because we consume Java to make products to enable our customers to do smart metering, reading electricity meters, environment stations, gas tanks, and stuff like that. We, as a company, received the Oracle Business Innovation Award this year for our use of Java from device data center. So we are a Java-only company. We use Java as much as we can for coding. And I personally have more than 80 years of development and architectural experience on mobile, embedded, and server platforms. So we do our own stack from the server side to receive this data and also to show the data to the customer, integrate into legacy systems, and we use Java for all of that. And we want to thank you, Oracle, and everybody for the opportunity to keep Java a great platform for developers of both embedded and server side, because it's a single language that can do it all, and we see a lot of value in that.
Thank you, Leonardo. So that concludes our ratified candidates. I'll just ask one more time if we have anyone from Twitter or the Morocco Jug on the call. I'll give you a few moments.
Do you hear me, Heather?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Hey, sorry for being late. My name is Chris Anizek. A little bit background on myself, I guess, before I get started is that in a previous life, I spent many years leading plugin development, at the Eclipse Foundation and with my time at IBM and a consulting company. However, today I have the fun job of leading Twitter's open source office, which is responsible for our open source outreach and working with communities that, our business depends on. So, for those who are not familiar, with Twitter, it's always interesting to kind of describe the service. But, essentially we view ourselves as a real-time information network that's used by, hundreds of millions of people a day. We've only been on the JCP for a couple of years, so we're fairly new compared to some of the other, seasoned members. But we're also kind of a young company. And as some of you may know, a few years ago, we made a huge bet by moving away from our kind of monolithic Rails infrastructure to a more service-oriented approach on the JVM for our infrastructure in an effort to kind of stabilize the service and, quote-unquote, slay the fail whale. And that's been, a huge success for us. We tend to stretch the JVM in many ways other companies do not, and we're also very much kind of a polyglot shop where a lot of, we tend to run a lot of JVM-based languages such as Scala and Clojure in production, where whether folks do not. But, at the end of the day, we're mostly a large consumer of the JVM, and we're really interested in seeing the JCP succeed and definitely have the Java community, grow and also the user base. Essentially, we're betting our business and infrastructure on a successful Java in the future. We think that a more open and transparent GCP is good for everyone, and we continue to plan the fight with that and get involved with areas we think we need to within the GCP. At the end of the day, thanks for the opportunity, to let me speak for my candidacy, and good luck to the rest of the candidates. It's great to really see a large group of folks interested in the success of Java in the long term.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. So we've heard from all of the elected candidates on the call, and last call for anyone that didn't have a chance to speak that's an elected candidate. We have 13 candidates running for the 8 available seats. Anyone join the call late that I missed?
Heather, this is Gil Tennis from Azul Systems. I myself joined the call a little late, but I believe Michael Wolf is probably also on the call and probably had already spoke for us. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did. So thanks for joining, Gil. I know we're 10 minutes over, but if you want to say just a couple words, and then we can go ahead and conclude the call, since I have run a little bit over, but I'll give you a few minutes to speak.
Okay, thank you. Well, hopefully I don't contradict Michael. I mean, Azul Systems has been an elected member on the EC for the last couple of years. We joined because we saw a need to help drive change in the JCP or help shape the change that is coming. And we've been very active, and we care a lot about the result of the reshaping of the JSPA. Specifically, the things that we have been focused on have been protecting the long-term access of the community to the core platforms like OpenJDK and to the CCKs for that platform, which we hope to be able to get built into the rules for the JCP into the future. We also had, you know, some strong opinions on election processes and such, but I won't get into those details. I think one of the key evidence points of our actual activity is we received the JCP Member of the Year Award just a couple weeks ago, and we're very honored to get that. And I often think of it as the Troublemaker of the Year Award when it comes to us. So we're there, we're active, we're a small company among a lot of larger companies, and we think that what we do is representing the interests of small companies and of individual and professional developers in the organization. So we would very much appreciate your vote, and we promise to keep serving the role that we've been serving so far.
Okay, thanks, Gil. I know that Tang Yang had sent some additional words to Arun. I don't know if Arun is still on the call. Did you have anything that you wanted to add in addition to what Martine had said for Tang Yang of China Nanjing Jug? All right. I think that concludes the call. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks to all the candidates for calling in today and presenting your qualifications. And the ballot for the candidates will open next Tuesday. You'll receive your instructions in the mail. You'll have links to all of these details, as well as the stats for the participation record of the current EC members for the last year. So I encourage you to take a look at that and use that to inform your decisions, as well as what you've heard today and the qualification statements that are available on jcp.org. And I encourage you to go out and vote via email. If you have any problems with voting in email, please contact us. We're happy to help you, but we want to see a large percentage of the JCP membership voting in this year's election, since it will make a significant difference in the EC moving forward. So thanks, everyone, for joining, and I will go ahead and conclude this call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.